This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. It's expected that by Monday or Tuesday, U.S. Attorney General William Barr could disclose a redacted report of much-awaited details from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's 22-month investigation of President Donald Trump's campaign contacts with Russia and whether Mr. Trump, as president, obstructed justice by trying to thwart the probe. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders told Fox News Sunday that she doesn't think it's going to be damaging to the president. Congressman Gerald Nadler, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, says that just probing the election, told CNN Sunday that Barr should release the full report and underlying investigatory evidence to his panel. Since the release of Barr's summary, President Trump has claimed a total exoneration, no collusion, no obstruction. Opposition Democrats like Nadler have launched new investigations of the president. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that she's taking steps to ensure the safety of Representative Ilhan Omar following President Trump's retweet of a video that purports to show the Minnesota Democrat being dismissive of the September 11th terrorist attacks. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The video disappeared from President Trump's Twitter feed shortly after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made a public request that he take it down. Leading Democrats have accused Trump of trying to incite violence against Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, who is Muslim, by retweeting it. But on ABC's This Week, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said,
"Certainly the president is wishing no ill will and certainly not violence towards anyone. But the president is absolutely and should be calling out the congresswoman."
In a statement, Pelosi says the president's words weigh a ton and his hateful and inflammatory rhetoric creates real danger. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And you can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.